The boom in car ownership in China has brought with it many problems familiar to Americans. Bad traffic, of course, and more pollution. So the Chinese government and the auto companies are trying to push a new generation of environmentally friendly cars. As Rob Gifford reports from Shanghai, that's not proving an easy task.
When it comes to razzmatazz, executives at the Shanghai Auto Show last month showed they could roll out a new product with the best of them.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Ford Motor Company's Director of Global Electrification, Nancy Gioia.
But Nancy Gioia had the somewhat unenviable task of persuading a Chinese public in the first flush of gasoline-powered capitalism to park the Hummer and roll out the Ford Hybrid. 80% of Chinese car buyers last year were first-time purchasers, and Gioia is under no illusions that getting China to go green will be easy.
One of the challenges we have in China is not that electrification will come, it's that our desire to have it tomorrow can't be met because the customer has to be willing. And so here in China, the second large challenge is infrastructure.
The challenge of infrastructure is that most urban Chinese people live in high-rise apartment blocks, so charging electric or hybrid cars is difficult. Undeterred, Chinese companies have jumped into the green car business too. One such company from the southern city of Shenzhen is BYD, which stands for Build Your Dreams. Senior marketing manager Paul Lin is hopeful. He says he thinks the dreams of Chinese drivers are less entrenched than their gas-guzzling American and European counterparts.
People are familiar with life with car and petroleum combined together, but for Chinese, we don't like have that kind of the habit to using this kind of car. So we can be easy to change.
Inside the cavernous exhibition hall, there was a presentation of a new model of green car almost every minute, usually with a tall, beautiful female model draped across its hood. But even tall, beautiful female models may not yet be enough to persuade the Chinese public. The green technology is not mature enough yet, says 25-year-old visitor Tang Xuejun. I won't consider buying a green car for at least 4 or 5 years. 30-year-old Guo Bing won't be buying an electric car either, since he has nowhere to charge it. Then there's also the huge problem of Chinese government oversight and regulation, or lack of it. John Zeng of auto consultant JD Power says the government wants to see people buy more cars to boost industrial growth, but there are a whole array of different standards for charging stations and batteries.
If you want to a new industry to grow up, you need to have a clear guidance. If there's no standards, that means if you are a consumer, if you buy a BYD E6 in Shenzhen, if you want to drive this car to other cities like Shanghai, you're probably going to have big trouble because they have totally different charging stations.
In other words, says Zeng, the supposedly all-powerful one-party state is not intervening and controlling enough. From an environmental point of view, there is some hope in the fact that many Chinese only drive an average of 5,000 miles a year. The government discourages people from driving longer distances through huge tolls on national highways, says John Zeng, even as it builds up an extraordinary high-speed rail network.
3 years ago, when I traveled from Beijing to Tianjin, we drive a car. It took more than 3 hours. And last year, I traveled from Beijing to Tianjin again, and I took high-speed railway, 28 minutes. So I think it's the government way is try to build up enough railway system to reduce the reliance on the car.
Encouraging people to buy cars, but then encouraging them not to drive them, is one of the more delicious paradoxes of modern China. It looks likely it will continue to be a crucial tactic as the electric and hybrid market in China struggles to take off. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Shanghai.